They want to take us alive! Well, they can't have met a Katakat jungle fighter before. Time to step up your game, you gold-brickers! Show these mutant scum that we don't lie down and roll over till we're damn well stone-cold dead! The men followed my lead. They fought with abandon, not caring what risks they took with their own safety as long as they hurt the enemy. The switch in tactics took the mutants by surprise. They were thrown off balance, reeling, falling like tenpins. I knew it couldn't last. They must have identified me as the leader, because now they were swarming me, grasping at me with 100 filthy hands. I landed a few good blows, but then strong arms encircled me from behind, then a cold, clammy tentacle seized my left wrist and twisted it almost to breaking point. My shotgun fell from my numbed fingers. My knife hand, that was stronger than my opponents had bargained for. For a moment, it looked like the struggle, my augmetic arm against three of those freaks, could have gone either way. But then, a flailing limb, or a tail, I suspected, whipped my legs out from under me. Something blunt and hard struck the back of my head, and I was toppling backwards. And the first thing I realized, as I blinked away stars, as I fought to keep awake and on my knees at least, was that my blade, my Katakan fang, had indeed been wrenched from my grip. Someone was gonna pay for that. The mutants were looming over me, 7 of them I counted. Or maybe just 6. I wasn't sure if one had 2 heads. They were shouting at me in a language I couldn't understand, but one that made my every nerve jangle like the strings of a grox gut harp. I had no doubt that they were screaming blasphemy of the vilest kind, and all I longed to do was to shut them up, to stop those awful, hateful words from escaping into the world. The grenade felt cold in my hand, and reassuringly solid. It gave me strength, put me back in control. I knew it would rip my body apart. I knew that this time not even the most skilled surgeon would be able to stitch me back together. But a glorious death was far preferable to defeat. And a death that took 6 or 7 of my enemies with me. Then, just like that, the mutants were gone. Withdrawn. Swallowed up by the jungle once more, with hardly a ripple to mark their passing. I picked myself up unsteadily. I saw a number of my men doing the same, looking as confused as I felt. How many wounded? There were only a few, and nothing a can of synth skin couldn't fix. It didn't make any sense. The mutants had been winning. They had left a handful of misshapen bodies behind them. I glared down at one as if it could tell me in death the secrets it had kept in life. The mutant was lizard-like in appearance, a forked tongue lolling from its open mouth, a thorny tail tangled about its ankles. It hurt my eyes just to look at it. I blinked and shifted my gaze along the grass until it found a more welcome sight. I didn't dare believe it at first. My knife. My Katakan fang. Half a meter of cold steel, its early gleam dulled through a lifetime of use, but still the most precious thing in the damned world to me. An extension of myself, a part of my soul. And the mutants had left it, standing upright in the ground, almost respectfully. I spent a long time kneeling beside that knife, looking at it, before I picked it up, wiped it down, and returned it to its sheath. I spent a long time thinking about what it might mean.